From Illinois Public Media, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. Today on the broadcast, we'll talk with Illinois basketball great Deion Thomas about the abrupt end of the U of I's run in this year's NCAA tournament, the movement for racial justice, and how playing professional ball in Israel changed his life. That's coming up later this hour. But first, as you know, last week, a man went on a rampage at three spas in the Atlanta area. He's charged with shooting eight people to death, including six women of Asian descent. The rampage comes amid a nationwide rise in attacks against Asian Americans. On Monday, Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker traveled to Ping Tom Memorial Park in Chicago's Chinatown neighborhood to stand in solidarity with members of the AAPI, or Asian American and Pacific Islander communities.
The sickening murders that took place in Atlanta last week fueled a national outcry over racism and prejudice against the Asian American community. And such a poignant example of violent, racialized misogyny should serve as a call to action. Make no mistake, the state of Illinois recognizes that this was not an isolated incident. It was a year where the Asian American, and Pacific Islander communities experienced racist scapegoating for the COVID-19 pandemic, a year in which advocacy groups documented a surge in anti-Asian hate incidents, particularly against women. It was a year in which the occupant of the highest office in the land fueled the fire with his own hateful rhetoric.
Among the people standing with the governor yesterday was State Representative Teresa Ma, and she is my first guest today. Ma grew up in San Francisco and came to Illinois in the 90s to earn a Ph.D. in history at the University of Chicago. She then taught at Bowling Green State University in Ohio before coming back to Illinois, getting active in immigration issues and eventually Democratic politics. Today, Ma represents the 2nd District in the Illinois House. It's a diverse constituency, Latino, Asian, and white, located in the heart of Chicago, just south of downtown. If you know your neighborhoods, it includes Chinatown, Pilsen, Back of the Yards, and Bridgeport. Ma is also part of a growing Asian American caucus, which includes other state representatives, a state senator, and local government officials, including in our listening area, McLean County Board member Sharon Chung. State Representative Teresa Ma, welcome to the 21st. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure.
I don't normally start interviews with public officials this way, but this has been such a difficult time for Asian Americans that I just want to begin by asking, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. It's also a busy week in the legislature. And so, you know, part of my energies has been focused on getting my bills passed and chairing my committee and, you know, doing all the things we need to do to finish up the legislative session on time in May.
I want to talk about what happened in Atlanta and this broader trend of rising violence. I wonder, what have you and other members of the Asian American Caucus heard from constituents about a rise in violence, and not just in Chinatown in your district, but among Asian Illinoisans everywhere? In Champaign County, they make up 11% of the population, for example.
Right. So I haven't heard specifically from constituents, but I do know that Illinois is not an exception, you know, in the nationwide increase in attacks on Asian Americans. I was reminded through a Facebook reminder this morning that a year ago I was sitting for an interview at an intersection in Chinatown, and someone walked by and, you know, hurled a racial epithet at me and connected me to the coronavirus. So, you know, even I've experienced, you know, some of this hate, and, you know, hate incidents have been on the increase all over the country.
To what do you attribute that? We heard Governor Pritzker laying out he blames former President Trump for this and other officials. I wonder what you think is behind this rise in violence and even just hateful comments as you experienced.
I would have to agree with that. I think that the role that the former president played in using those racially charged and blaming China and Chinese people really gave credence to some people that, you know, that's how things are. And people who are Asian American, you know, are somehow connected to the spread of coronavirus and that justifies attacks against them, which, you know, we all know is wrong, but that's been happening, you know, for the past year. And in my district, businesses were originally affected, you know, when the coronavirus emerged and, you know, people didn't come to Chinatown. They avoided the businesses because of unfounded fears about, you know, the possibility of contracting it, you know, in our neighborhood.
I wonder if you think the response from authorities, be they police or state's attorneys or other local government officials, have they been responsive enough to these concerns, mm-hmm. both locally and nationwide?
Well, I appreciate that, you know, what happened last week, you know, the horrific incidents in the Atlanta area shed light on the fact that Asian Americans, you know, have experienced an uptick in hate crimes and hate incidents. But, you know, it's not anything new. And it's also part of, you know, the fact that Asian Americans experience racism in the United States. And, you know, it's part of a long history of Asian communities being targeted or subject to inequality. And, you know, it's something that those of us who are Asian American have been aware of and have lived with. But, you know, unfortunately, it's taken, you know, something as tragic as what happened last week to, you know, make people more aware that you know, it's not a problem that has been resolved and that there needs to be continuing vigilance. You know, I don't think that enough has been done, you know, in the short week that's passed, obviously. I mean, you know, preventing, you know, future tragedies like that, you know, directed at Asian Americans, I think takes a lot of education. You know, there's a need for, you know, more, a better understanding of Asian American history, the role that Asian Americans have played in building this country and being a part of its economy, the various contributions that Asian Americans have made, and the fact that, you know, there are a lot of Asian Americans who are invisible in our national landscape. You know, they perform low wage labor and, you know, work in places like the spas and massage parlors that were the targets of last week's massacre. So, you know, there's a lot that needs to be done. I think that, you know, it's important that public officials are stepping up and that there's been more discussion and more concern about reaching out to Asian American communities, you know, letting folks know about resources in reporting hate crimes and the recourse that some may have. But there's just a lot more that needs to be done. And you know, a better understanding of the ways in which Asian Americans experience racism of all different kinds.
Let me take a moment to reintroduce you. If you're just tuning in, this is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We're speaking with State Representative Teresa Ma. She's a Democrat from Chicago who represents an area just south of downtown, which includes the neighborhoods of Pilsen, Bridgeport, and Chinatown. She is the first Asian American elected to the Illinois General Assembly, though no longer the only one. She's also a member of the Relatively Young Asian American Caucus. Listeners, especially those of you of Asian descent, we want to hear from you. 800-222-9455 is the number. How are you feeling after last week's horrific killings in Georgia and about the rise in violence and hateful rhetoric against Asian Americans in general? You can join our conversation. Again, 800-222-9455 is the number, 800-222-9455, or you can tweet us at 21st Show. Representative Ma, is there a specific state legislative response that you are looking at, you and your colleagues are looking at, to what we've seen in the past year?
Yeah, actually. So, you know, we now have 5 Asian Americans in the Illinois General Assembly, and we're all leaders of the Illinois Asian American Legislative Caucus, which includes other members who have districts with significant Asian American population above 10%. So, you know, it's been important to have that visibility in the legislature. You know, I think that, you know, if this had happened before 2017, when I was first inaugurated and joined the General Assembly, we wouldn't have seen the same response, right? So last Thursday, when the House was in session, I stood on the House floor with my 3 other Asian American House colleagues, all of whom are women, and we made a statement condemning hate crimes and honoring the memories of the women who were murdered. But as a caucus of Asian American leaders, you know, we discussed our next steps, and that includes working on a joint resolution condemning racism and hate crimes against Asian Americans. We have a bill that we're trying to pass this session, the TEACH Act, which would mandate teaching Asian American history to Illinois students at the K-12 level. And then we're trying to push an effort to strengthen state level hate crimes legislation to include immigration status and citizenship as a category. And I think that, you know, our ongoing efforts to improve language access and to, you know, make sure that, you know, there's more awareness at all different levels of government, and that information is being pushed out in the languages that are spoken by the various Asian American communities. I think that's really important. And we've been involved in efforts to do that. So I think that there's momentum at the moment. And, you know, we look forward to working with our colleagues to pass all these initiatives.
Just about a minute before we need to take a break for our member stations, I want to ask, you mentioned before you were elected, and I understand that you were instrumental, or at least had a role in getting Chinatown included in a single state legislative district. And we are, of course, entering a new, I should say 10 years ago, and now we are entering a new phase of map making, redrawing the legislative districts in Illinois. Do you think that representation among Asian Americans is being sufficiently considered in that conversation this time around? And again, we have about a minute before we need to take a break.
Well, you know, we'll see. There are hearings that have been scheduled all over the state. And, you know, I look forward to hearing from community members from all different groups. I'm a member of that committee in the House. And so, you know, I look forward to the input that all different communities have. 10 years ago, I was, you know, working with a community-based organization, and we felt it was important to push for a remap that included Asian Americans in a single district where, you know, the community that I now represent had been split into 4 different districts. And so, you know, the passage of the Illinois Voting Rights Act was an important part of that process. And, you know, let's see what happens coming up. But, you know, I think it's important to make sure that minority communities have a voice and have a say, and that the process that we engage in, you know, follows the federal Voting Rights Act, and
yeah,
that everyone has a say in the process.
Okay, we need to take a quick break. We're going to continue our conversation with State Representative Teresa Ma after this. You're listening to The 21st. More to come. Stay with us.
The 21st is made possible in part by Busey. For 150 years, Busey has helped business owners and entrepreneurs navigate financial decisions, achieve long-term goals, and realize dreams of success. Busey, fulfilling dreams since 1868.
This is The 21st. I'm Brian Mackey. We are continuing our conversation with State Representative Teresa Ma. She's a Democrat from Chicago, a member of the Asian American Caucus. And listeners, if you have a question or comment for Representative Ma, the number is 800-222-9455. That's 800-222-9455. Or you can tweet us at 21st Show. And Representative, before you were a state legislator, you were active in advocacy. One of the issues you focused on was immigration. And I wonder if you can talk a little bit, if I can ask you about your family life, and if you can draw a line maybe from your family history to your activism and legislative work. And I wonder if you can talk about what it means to be a paper son and how that relates to your family history.
Thanks so much for that question. I've been wanting to share that. So I was born in San Francisco. My parents were immigrants who came to the United States in the late 60s. And the reason they were able to come was because my grandfather had been here, though, you know, he was here. He was not authorized to be in the country because he came at a time when the Chinese Exclusion Act was in effect. And that was a federal immigration law that prohibited the entry of Chinese male laborers, you know, and the Chinese were specifically targeted with that piece of legislation that passed in 1882. It wasn't repealed until 1943, and not really in a meaningful way until the 50s. And so my grandfather was part of a generation of immigrants called paper sons because they had to purchase or acquire false papers in order to allow entry into the United States. And so, you know, on his documents, it says that he was a student because that was one of the exempt categories of Chinese people who were actually allowed to immigrate. And, you know, they were a very small number. But, you know, he lived in the United States, living and working to earn a living and to send money back home to support his family. But he was separated from his family, his wife in particular, for 40 years. So, you know, this was the existence of many paper sons. You know, they lived in essence, you know, like bachelors, you know, like single men in this country because their wives, you know, did not immigrate with them. And many of them had families back home that they supported. And so, you know, this is an issue that I learned about when I was young, and it made a huge impression on me because the treatment of people like my grandfather, you know, was pretty harsh. He was not welcome in this country, yet he persisted and stayed. And, you know, I got a chance to meet him when I was very young. So, you know, that relationship really encouraged me to learn more about what the United States might have been like during his time when he was alive working here. And you know, that led me to study U.S. history and Asian American history. And, you know, I felt it was important to give voice to people like my grandfather and to make sure that he was represented in the history books. And that was one of the reasons why I trained to become a scholar and a researcher and professor of Asian American history. You know, my career changed courses a little later on, but I think that, you know, the core values that led me to my initial career still stands. You know, I want to give voice to Asian Americans, especially the immigrants that I represent in my community and, you know, all over Illinois, in fact, who were like my parents, you know, who came here with very little money. They didn't speak English. You know, they just wanted to pursue the opportunity to make a living and support their families and reach the American dream. And I think that, you know, we all have the right to that and should be afforded those opportunities. And so I see my job as one that, you know, helps my constituents reach the opportunities that they're entitled to and to make sure that they are treated fairly in our society. So, you know, that's the point A to point B in terms of my bio and what I do now.
I know our time is short. I know you have a meeting and we have another guest on the show today, but I want to ask you, you once wrote, "From the perspective of someone who is not black or white, the politics of race in America can be supremely confusing, and yet that confusion can sometimes yield valuable insights into the ways in which difference is construed." That was more than 20 years ago. I wonder what you have learned since then, especially being in politics, about the politics of race in America and the way black and white and other races, all that comes together in American politics.
Right. So I think one important lesson is that, you know, we all need to work together to dismantle the system of racism that exists in our country. And that, you know, we do that not by talking about racism against Asian Americans in isolation, but, you know, we have to work together and support other racialized groups and to work in solidarity to dismantle this system of inequality in our country, that, you know, we don't get anywhere by fighting against one another or fighting each other for crumbs when, you know, there's a clear hierarchy in this country that we all need to work to dismantle.
Last question, and I'm asking this of public officials all year this year, and this is a bit bigger picture, but what in your view is politics for? What do you think is the purpose of politics?
Well, when I first ran for office and I was talking to people at the doors and, you know, explaining why I was doing what I was doing, you know, one of the things that I would tell people is that, you know, I want to fight to improve people's lives. You know, that as an elected official, I see that as my main job, to improve the lives of my constituents and the people that our work in the legislative body that we're a member of affects. Because, you know, when we pass legislation and it gets signed by the governor, it affects 13 million people across the state. So that's a huge responsibility. And, you know, I take pride in the fact that I see that as my job, and I love my job if, you know, it gives me the power to help improve people's lives.
I want to thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me today on the 21st. State Representative Teresa Ma is a Democrat from Chicago. She's the first Asian American elected to the Illinois General Assembly and is part of a growing Asian American caucus. Representative Ma, thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me. It was a pleasure.